Blog Talk Radio. want you to give Don Moen a big God bless you.
God is good. God is good. And all the time. God is good. And all the time.
Do you believe it tonight?
God is good.
Foundations of this world, you was all knowing God. Yes, you are God, and God, God, you knew where they would be and what they would be doing, just like you know about us, because you know all that we do, God, and what we're going to be doing. God, you already knew, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch them, oh, God. Touch every mother that got a son, has a son behind prison walls, oh, God. God, lift her burdens, oh, God. Yes, Lord God, and cause her, oh, God. Oh, God, to look to you, God. Oh, God, where all of her help comes from, oh, God, every Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal every hurt, God, heal and set free, God, every setback, every hurt, God, that they have encountered, oh, God, oh, God, God, you say healing is the children's bread, oh, God, God, you, oh, God, you are willing to heal us, oh, God, so, Lord, I bring all types of sickness before you, oh, God, that they are healed tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that no weapons are formed against us shall prosper, oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God, for everyone that's going to listen to this program, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, that your word, oh, God, oh, going to heal, God, tonight, because you sent your word, God, and you heal our diseases, oh, God. Yes, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. That's the kind of God you are, God. And, Lord, we give you glory tonight. Yes, God, we honor you tonight. We lift you up high above anything else, oh, God, that you, oh, God, be magnified in our lives, oh, God, and in our homes, in our families, oh God. I just thank you, Lord God. I never can get away, oh God, from families. I just thank you for families, oh God. I thank you that how you organize this thing, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, the husband, the wife, the children. Oh God, the order, God, that you give, God. And we want to walk according to your order, God. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we want your blessings, oh God. Oh God, that's why we want to follow your ways, oh God. Oh God, Lord God, to walk in your ways, oh God, to talk in your ways, oh God, and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, that there is no other God like you. No other God can do it like you can, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Oh God, thank you, Lord God. Pour out your spirit tonight. Pour your oil and the wine on us tonight. Oh God, visit with us. Come in, Holy Spirit. Dwell among us, oh gracious God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for doing it. Thank you for doing great things. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we love you tonight, God, and we lift you up. Yes, Lord God. Oh, Father. Oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, you are God. You are God. You are God, you are God above all else. All else. All else. And we thank you, Father. Yes, we do, God. We come with thanksgiving, Father God. You told us to come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise. God, here we are. Here we are, lifting up your name, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord God, for you are worthy to be lifted up and praised, oh God. Thank you, Father God. You're God. You're God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you for everyone that's on tonight. You are listening, God, to God's favorite minister. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. I don't know everything that you may be going through. Sometime God will speak. But whatever you may be facing or whatever you may be going through or whatever you may be encountering tonight, God's favorites are here to reach out and heal your hurts, help heal your hurts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Nothing we can do in ourselves. Nothing we can do in ourselves. But we can call upon the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God will give us rest from anything and all things, if it's his will, to set us free from anything that we encounter. Praise God. He's that kind of God. He's that loving and kind God. He's all loving. Praise God. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? And I'm so happy and I'm so joyful today. Praise God. That I know the one that knows all things. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. You know, sometimes it's just so hard to get away from the praise because we know you know, have you just really thought about it? Has it really gotten down into your heart? He said when we praise him, he bows down his ear to his children. He loved to hear our praise. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. And he created us to do it, to praise him. So when we praise him, oh, just think about the father's ears bowing to hear his children. Make a joyful noise unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised and adored. Praise God. He's our God. He's our God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We can lift up our hands. We can dance. We can shout. We can praise. Praise God. And he's pleased. It pleases the Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Oh, the Holy Spirit is moving, moving, moving. Yes, praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host because I will just praise the Lord and go on into the Word. But I'm going to let my co-host come, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Go for it, Minister Peggy.
I just love the Lord tonight, and this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And you will be able to listen to our program and on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number, 714-409-0578, on Fridays at 8 p.m., and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's words. Isn't it wonderful that we have the privilege of bringing God's words to you on radio? It's beautiful to know what God has done in our lives, and it's wonderful to give him praise. My prayer request tonight is for eyes, all diseases of the eyes. Let's keep praying for the eyes, the dry eyes, the cataract eyes, surgery, cancer of the eye, whatever eye disease there is. Let's keep praying for people with eye problems. Also for heart problems. Let's pray for those that have to have bypasses. Also for repairs of valves and stuff. We never know what they will come down with. The devil likes to bring diseases upon us, but we always have an answer because God is there to help us through it. For cancer, for children without parents, and missionaries, and grief. Many people are grieving tonight. We have to take and say, God, give them a comfort. And that's what he promises. He gives us comfort over our hard problems. Just remember, God is always on the throne. He is a blessing to us. He is someone that who provides for us. Helen Stein Rice wrote on blessings, bless me, Heavenly Father. Forgive my erring ways. Grant me strength to serve thee. Purpose in my days. Give me understanding, enough to make me fine, so that I may judge all people with my heart and not my mind. And teach me to be patient in everything that I do, content to trust your wisdom and to follow after you. And help me when I falter, and hear me when I pray. And receive me in thy kingdom to dwell with thee someday. Isn't it wonderful that we can take and ask God for blessings? It's wonderful that we can do these things. And here you will find Psalms 50 and 1. The God of gods, the Lord, speaks. He calls the earth from the rising to the setting sun. God shines from Jerusalem, whose beauty is perfect. Our Lord comes, and he will not be silent. A fire burns in front of him, and a powerful storm surrounds him. He calls to the sky above and to the earth that he might judge his people. He says, gather around, you who worship me, who have made an agreement with me, using a sacrifice. God is the judge, and even the sky says he is right. God says, my people, listen to me. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not scold you for your sacrifices. You always bring me your burnt offerings, but I do not need bulls from the stalls or goats from your pen, because every animal of the forest is already mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. I know every bird on the mountains, and every living thing in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the earth and everything in it are mine. I don't eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats. Give an offering to show thanks to God. Give God, Most High, what you have promised. And that's our life. We promise God to give him and be a good servant for him. Just think about those whose has been there and has slipped away from God. Let's keep praying for that backslider. Let's keep praying for our unsaved loved ones. And that is one of the things that is. Holiness is part of the process. Some people give the impression that we'll never be able to work hard enough to be holy enough. We never give up enough things to be holy. At the opposite extreme are those folks who see holiness as entirely passive. God disturbs, it's abusive. He dumps it on you. You enjoy it. Take advantage of it. But you're just a passive part of the process. Let me correct both of these extremes. First of all, we must be holy. Holiness always suggests separateness and difference. God being holy is different and separates from all other gods. And we as his children must be separate and different as well. We must live an integrity and moral excellence. If that were impossible for us, God will never require it of us. But he does. Second, holiness is not passive. It isn't all up to God. We are active participants in the process. Holiness is part of the process of the will of God for us, his children. Isn't that wonderful that we know that we can be holy with God because we can call upon him and he will cleanse us and he will direct us? Always remember, give God, Most High, what you have promised. Give him praise. Give him glory. Tell one another this week that God loves you. Yeah. You have to let them know. You have to let God's people know that he cares. You have to give an uplift to others. And that is one thing that we need to do daily. Give an uplift to somebody that is hurting. Let them know Jesus loves them. This is God's favorite radio program, and we feature a living word, Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. Our title tonight is Infirmities. Praise God. We all will encounter some type of infirmity or some infirmities during our lifetime. Praise God. We're going to start in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 13, 10 through 13. And it reads as thus. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit. This woman had a spirit about her, praise God. And that spirit was a spirit of infirmity. And she had had this spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. This woman was bent over. She couldn't lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Praise God. Now, I tried to put some emphasis on certain words because I wanted you to hear what the Spirit is saying. Here was a woman that had an infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over. We see people sometimes bent over. How long have you had your infirmity? Think about it. Or else think about the infirmities that you have had in your lifetime. I'm going to ask another question or some questions. How long have you been bent over with your problems or your situations? How long have you been dealing with your pain, your hurts that you have encountered? And seem as though you just can't shake them. How long? How long have you been going through with that son or daughter? And seem as though they are still getting worse. How long have the problems in your marriage been plaguing you? That husband been drinking? Or running other women, staying out the whole weekend. How long has this been going on? How long have you been bound? This is what I want you to hear tonight. How long have you been bound? This woman was bound for 18 years. That's a long time. How long you been bound? Praise God. Hallelujah. No doubt, people were looking at her and saying, wonder why she's been over like that, you know, wonder why she's suffering like that. You said, I have done all I know how to do, and I have tried different things. I have prayed and seemed like nothing seem to work. This woman was bent over and could not lift herself up. I've seen people in that state. Praise God. It was a spirit of infirmity. That's what the Bible says she had. It was a spirit of infirmity, and it brought brought on by Satan. Jesus saw her and I want to let you know that Jesus sees you as well. Jesus knows all of your infirmities. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. He sees everything. So don't be anxious about nothing. Wait on God. God cares about you. He has a timing for everything. Listen to me. God has a timing for everything. And God loves us no matter what. When we recognize the love of God and how much he loves us, we can lean more and depend more on him. He cares about us. Praise God. He cares about everything that concerns us. Let him have his way in you and everything that concerneth you. Give it over to God. You may feel ashamed because everybody knows what's going on with you. Jesus called her and told her, "Woman, thou art loose from your infirmities." Woman. Praise God. See, God knows you by name, and he knew you from the foundation of the world. He knew what you would face or what you would go through before you ever happened to you. When we are going through storms in our lives, it does not mean it's going to be peaceful. I know it's hard, it hurts. But God allows it. Hand on help is on the way. Believe God. Believe God. Believe me, help is on the way. I know one who will rescue you and set you free, just like he did the woman that was bent over. 18 years. When Jesus laid hands on this woman, she was made straight and glorified God. That's what the word just said. Let me tell you something. When Jesus stepped in your midst, in the midst of that situation that you've been going through, he's going to remove it. God is an on-time God. A spirit had her. The Bible say that was a spirit. And I want you to hear. There was a spirit that had her. Demonic forces and demon forces had her bound. Praise God. Think about it. These things can keep us and hold us and cripple us. Praise God. But let's look what Ephesians 5:10-20 says. Ephesians 6:10-20, sorry. This is what God told us to do. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. As I said, it was a spirit. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. These things are in high places. It's not the person you're looking at, the person that you're blaming. It's that spirit that comes to tear at you. Praise God. Let's read on. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, which is the word of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Paul was letting us know that he was in bonds, but he still kept the faith. Praise God. So we bind those demonic and demons of all kinds that try to come up. These spirits bring about oppression and depression. These evil forces, and they are called familiar spirits. In the passage in the Bible says they goes out. In one passage, they goes out and they bring more in. And every time they go out, they bring more in to torment us, to torment you and I. The devil just don't want to give up. Praise God. My words say that the devil is on an assignment. Praise God. The devil is on an assignment every day. Praise God. Let's look at James 4 and 2. Praise God, and see what it said. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Ye have not, because ye have asked not. Praise God. We got to ask God. We got to go. Also in James, he said, the enemy comes to sift you like wheat. That devil will come and try to sift you like wheat. The Bible says Satan is on an assignment to kill, steal, and to destroy. Praise God. Yes, he wants to take everything out of you that he possibly can. Praise God. Everything. If he come in to steal, kill, and destroy, he wants to sift you. My God, the devil is a liar. He want to take everything that possibly can. Jesus told us to resist the devil and he will flee. Look what he did to Job. We know all know the story. But let's go over there to Job. Praise God. In Job, praise God, hallelujah, we know that Satan, on the first chapter of Job, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We go over here to Job, and we know that on the first chapter, Satan went and asked God, can he have Job? And that's Job 1, 6 through 12. And it reads as thus. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. You know, Satan come among people, you know. He travels with them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord. He answered God, you know, what you think he's going to do? And said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man. I don't care how much you serve God. The devil is after you and me. He does not want you to hear this program tonight. He does not want the word of God to go forth tonight, but he's a liar. We take authority over him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house? God said he got a hedge of protection around us. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He said he got angels encamped all about us. Oh, my God. But still, the devil comes in subtly when he can find him a peephole. Let's go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to... See, the Satan wants you to turn against God and all that God has invested. See, God has done so much for us. And God want, the Satan want the devil to, for us to turn against God. He don't want us to serve God. Verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has in thy power, only upon himself put not thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you, Satan is out here. Yes, he's out here to get all that he can because he know he has just a little time. Job lost everything that he had, and Satan felt like if he took everything, Job would curse God. But Job stayed faithful before God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The enemy is on an assignment to hinder and to stop us. Praise God. Right now, and I mean right now, Satan is going through and fro throughout this whole earth. Believe me, Satan is, why do you think that we have so much chaos going on? Because Satan is on the loose, and he's going to and fro throughout the whole earth to try to stop us, to cause chaos. These kinds of spirits will cause you to do things and say things that you don't normally do or say. They are evil. They want to attach themselves and to go wherever you go and keep bitterness and anger and rage going on in your life. Resist the devil. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, that old enemy, he just wants to cause so much havoc. Praise God. Don't allow your infirmities to hinder you or to stop you. Because that's the attack right there. To stop you from reaching the goal of the great potential that God has for you, because that's what he's trying to do. His aim is to stop you from going forward in God. His aim is to stop you from receiving the blessing that God has for you. Yes, he is. Satan does not want you to be blessed. No, he doesn't want you to be blessed. He wants you to be cursed. Oh, my God. Think about it. Satan wants you to be cursed and God wants to bless. Just the opposite. But I speak tonight. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has blessings for you and not curses. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is to bless us and not harm us. Deuteronomy 28 tells us all about the blessings. And I know that you have read them. Praise God. But if we have time, we'll turn back there to the blessings. Praise God. But God has blessings in Deuteronomy 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I get excited every time I think about the blessing. God is a blesser. Praise. So don't let Satan rob you. We must come to him in Jesus' name. And we must apply the blood, because the blood will never lose its power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. His blood was shed for every one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I plead the blood tonight. Oh, I plead the blood over you tonight. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It cleanses you. It washes you. It keeps you, praise God, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, praise God. So don't let God do his perfect work in you. He said, these are light afflictions. Let them be light afflictions. Yes, I know sometimes it hurt us so bad. Yes, it hurt us so bad. Sometimes we feel like, how long we going to got to go through this, and how did I get myself into this, and where am I going through this? But God, he just wants us to trust in him, praise God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Deuteronomy said, and all thee blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If it was not so, it wouldn't have been written. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it overtake thee if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Many times people don't hearken unto the Lord thy God. They run and they do other things instead of hearkening unto the Lord thy God. God wants us to run to him. He wants us to acknowledge him. Praise God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall thou be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Y'all, God got some blessings here. God got some blessings. God got it. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee and to be smitten before thy face. And I'm telling you, I've seen it done. I don't know about you, but God will. Oh, God going to take care of your enemies. You will see it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just walk in the blessings. Pray. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Praise God. The Lord shall command. The Lord shall command the blessing, praise, upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand to do, unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. And if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall, oh, y'all better hear. And the Lord, I think you just need to go and read it tonight, all these blessings, and say what the Lord going to do and stand on it, praise God. I'm telling you, I'm going to bathe in it tonight before I go to sleep, praise God. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord, oh my God, shall open up unto thee his good treasure. Oh, praise God. It's written, y'all. It's written tonight. You better read it. Praise God. The heaven to give rain unto thy land, and in his season to, and to bless all the work on thine hand. Oh, whatever you put your hand to do, do it unto the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell, when you're doing something, when you're putting your hands on something working, whatever you're doing, you may be mopping the floor. It can be the least of little thing. Just put your hands on it and bless it and say, God bless it. God, I know you'll take me from mopping the floor to a higher car. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, listen. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou will only hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, and to observe, and shall do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day. You don't even go aside from what God has said. Don't even let the devil make you think different than what the word has said. God has said it, he's going to do it.
Don't see, the devil wants to take your mind away from what God said. If God said it, believe it. Praise God. If God said he's going to bless you, believe it. Praise God. If God tell you to do that thing, you go do it. I don't care what nobody say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And lo, the right hand or to the left to go after other gods, to serve them. Don't go after other gods. Don't go to other people. Don't expect it to come from some other source. It's going to come from God. God got it all. God's got it all. And he loves you. He knows what you need before you even ask. All you got to do is praise him and give him the glory. And say, Lord, here I am. I'm in your care, God. I'm yours. You made me. I belong to you. I don't belong to anyone else, God, but you. And I serve you, Lord, with my whole heart, mind, and soul, because I'm yours. I'm yours. Praise God. Just fall on the mercy of God and let God do a mighty work in your life. Praise God. Oh, I know that God will fix things. He'll turn things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll give you a quick testimony before I go off of here. I was in the gym, and I was thinking that I wanted a watermelon, and a lady, she heard me, and I didn't even ask her. She said, she called me the next day, I went to Sam's, and I brought you a watermelon. I'm just thanking God for the little thing, because he told us how to be thankful. When I know anything, there was some more ladies later on. They gave me another watermelon. They got a little bit bigger. Come on, somebody. Now I'm trying to tell you something. Then just on yesterday, there was a man gave me another watermelon. It got a little bit bigger. I'm telling you, your blessings is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yes, it's getting, yes, coming. It's coming. It's coming, somebody. I got to go off of here, but I want to tell you about these blessings. Hallelujah. Be loose from your infirmities. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he give you peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. It's beyond, it's beyond, it's beyond your understanding. You cannot fathom what God is wanting to do for you this week. I believe it, and I am sending it out to you. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. Praise God. I say be blessed. Be blessed. And be right back here with us next week at the same time. We'll be praising the God, our God, and lifting him up. Be blessed now in Jesus' name. I love you all. And if you have a prayer request, please let us know. And press 1. Praise God. Good night.